you'll finally get used to it being like jo 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 jo, and then it'll go woo woo. It's like so confusing.
Best is Fed.
Fed is best, but yes.
That's so much soda. That's crazy. I didn't even ask for a large.
It's a, like an actual bucket of soda.
Mickey and I have discovered or created, actually, we have patented the Dr. Pepper scale.
Yes.
Taste scale.
Mm-hmm.
And Cane's is like, what do we say? It's like a six. It's like a six Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, because it's so inconsistent.
It's so inconsistent. It's not very spicy.
For that matter,
do you like a creamier Dr. Pepper or a spicier
spicy.
Dr. Pepper?
Spicy.
Same. Same. I also think we need to have a discussion.
What?
Because we have been, for our entire time, discussing Trader Joe's and Costco's.
Yeah, what the fuck, you guys?
What the fuck are you guys doing on the East Coast? Literally, what the fuck are you guys? There's no Sprouts
where
either.
Where you eat?
So we've been talking, like, if we talk about Sprouts, you guys, some of you guys don't know what fucking Sprouts are.
Yeah.
Like Sprouts
is like one of the greatest grocery stores.
I don't understand how the East Coast does. And Dutch Bros? Like, you guys don't have fucking Dutch Bros?
I guess on the East Coast, Dunkin' is like the thing, though. Which, to be fair, Dunkin's not like that bad, I guess.
I guess that's what they're doing for drinks and errands. Also, there's no water in the building. They're working on the water. If you can hear it.
Yeah, if you can hear a buzzsaw.
Just, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah. I look like a pirate.
Okay. Yeah.
My pants are like
so. Can you get them up a little bit or no? Can you show the class? Never mind. Your knee's incapacitated.
Yeah, I also want to address that for 50% of today's podcast, I'll probably be sitting like an asshole because my knee is fucked up and like really hurts. So I can't sit cross-legged like I normally do. So like this is about as much as.
Are you guys actually watching like visually? Are we actually watching?
Yeah, how many of you are watching?
I feel like there can only be dozens of you, I'm assuming. Are you guys actually
watching?
More
people watch on YouTube than they do just listen.
But I try and remind myself like
the RSS.
You could put YouTube on and not watch it though.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Just audio.
Like body doubling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to think that's what's going on.
Sound off in the comments, please. Let us know.
I'm going to work on some putty today, I think.
Okay.
It is the end of the day. We are tired.
Yes.
We are powering through. We are strong. We are brave.
You didn't even have to film a piece of content before this, my dude.
Yeah, I just had regular work all day.
No, you're right. And I had no work.
No one said you didn't have any work. Sure. I said we are tired. I said we collectively.
Can I have a little
bit? Quite frankly, I would rather go to work than take care of the dogs. So call us. Here, grab your
bit. Oh, that's too much.
That's more than you want?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just give me what you. Okay. Wow. It's like a good cheese sauce.
No,
oh my
take
God.
More?
Okay.
Maybe not half of it, but.
Oh my. More is so. Okay. Question. How much is several? How many pieces of a thing is several?
Personally, I think that it's five.
So a couple is
or more.
A couple is two.
That
makes sense.
A few is three. And apparently several is four or more. I think several should it be at least five.
I've never thought about it, honestly.
But. Apparently, there's a joke from Survivor. Some guy was insistent that several was seven, and he got voted off.
Is that what anyone else know about?
For being annoying, which, fair. Thanks for my putty.
Oh, you're so welcome.
This is really hard to stretch, actually.
Oh, I love this putty.
I've gotten really used to the one that's in my office. This feels like a fucking strength
If you take this putty
challenge.
And you, like, do this, like, honestly, like, I'm using some.
It's, like, kind of a lot of work,
actually. I'm putting some ass behind it. I won't lie to you.
Wow, that's very. I don't think I want that. I'm gonna rip one of my joints out of their socket.
Oh,
I took an EDS screener questionnaire on stream the other day, and it was negative technically, but I do think I still should probably talk to my non-existent primary care physician.
Look at you taking your own advice.
I know about having a connective tissue disorder issue because it's really shocking how often my joints just kind of, I guess. A subluxation is a partial dislocation.
Oh,
did
yeah.
You guys
do you want to
know
talk
that?
About that? That's crazy. I had no idea that was a thing. They used to happen
to me
when I was younger.
It happens to me all the time.
I feel like I'd never, like
all the time.
Yeah. Do you want to explain it a little bit more?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, like a full dislocation is, I think, what people typically think of, but a subluxation or partial dislocation is basically just like less than that, I guess. But for me, it usually is when a joint will feel really painful. And like irritated, and there's like like a clicking or like my arm. Sometimes I tell you my arm feels like it's hanging off of me. And it will usually mean that I can't have like full range of motion of that joint. But there's also a sensation of like, I wish I could just like, like throw my joint back to where it's meant to be. And sometimes that does happen. Like one time we were getting ready to go out and like hang out with a friend or something.
Yeah.
And as I like reached up to grab something in a weird way where my arm was like too far out. Oh yeah, I could do it right now if I wanted to. And I felt my arm like boop. Like it made like a weird clicking noise. And I was like, God damn it. I'm so mad. And then I was like, okay, let me just try to like rotate. And I did like a full like arm circle. And then it went like click. And then it didn't hurt anymore. And I was like, oh, I fixed it. But then sometimes, like, that happened to my shoulder where I was, like, trying to lift myself up or something. Yeah. And I felt it do that. And I was like, oops. And it hurt really bad. Ugh. And then I tried to, like click it like I did, you know, the other time. And it made it worse. So not a foolproof system. Don't do that.
I feel like your body's not supposed to do that.
No, I don't think it is either.
I don't think it is either.
So.
We are officially 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yeah. Yeah. Officially, you're officially 30. I'm
officially
joined the 30 and up club.
Wild to me that in 13 going on 30, like 30 seemed like the end of
your life.
Your life.
They made it seem like 30 was the end game.
I feel like a child. Mentally, what were you putting yourself?
Like maturity wise, probably like 21.
No way. Like, no way. You're like a fucking 60 year old. But not a bigot and a piece of shit.
Yeah, well, but I feel like sometimes I'm just like so, like my humor especially is very childish.
I feel like 24 for some reason feels.
Yeah, actually, no, that's true. I think when I, like when people ask me how old I am, my initial reaction is to say like 25.
I also too feel like it's also resistance to act like a fucking fuck off child now as an adult after being a gold star straight A student.
Yes.
Fucking try hard.
Yes.
Because I don't want to fucking participate in your dumbass system to what degree that I have to. I obviously I will to provide, obviously.
I know what you meant.
But.
Oh, to provide.
Yeah.
You're providing, huh?
I like to think I do a good job. I like to think we both provide.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's just funny.
Yeah, I got four mouths to feed, five mouths to feed, you know? Those dogs, our dogs, those motherfuckers are spoiled.
Spoiled rotten.
I'm so thankful we're not having children spoiled because they would be insufferable.
Well, and also I think our dogs would resent our children, actually.
Yeah, honestly, probably.
Yeah, because kids would obviously get a lot of attention, and I think the dogs would not take that well.
Because
the dogs, as it stands, like I work from home. And so even when I'm working, like every hour, I'm out there being like, hi, babies, how are you doing?
You take really good care of them.
And really a lot of it is them being like, can we go outside? Can we go outside? Can we go outside? Can we go outside? Yes. And then like tapping, Olivia taps. And also now that we have the kennel, they both like being in the kennel from Savannah's surgery recovery.
Yeah, it's just a part of the
when
house
Olivia
now.
Is done. You bet and believe she's like
best believe.
Like jangling so, those cage bars like a wild animal.
On a regular basis, I'm like, thank God they don't have thumbs. Thank God they don't have thumbs.
All the time. Because
can
they
you
would
imagine
be,
dogs with thumbs?
Our dogs would open the fridge and open our door and be like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm ready to go outside.
The idea of a dog with thumbs
scares
that's me.
Horrifying.
Also,
actually.
Ugh. It reminds me of the doggies from Scooby-Doo, the live action. Spooky.
I don't like that.
Speaking of stuff from our childhood, I think it's so funny when you're reading my outline today, you're like, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper. Do you remember? And I feel like nowadays, if kids, I don't know, I'm like wondering, probably not because the way the internet is now, but remember growing up, we would just hear these things and like, you know, obviously they're fake, but you're kind of like, so
what
like for Mountain Dew, I don't know if we've discussed this before. Like I used to think Mountain Dew, we used to say would lower your sperm count. Remember that?
Well, I don't remember that because I wasn't a boy.
So that was like the joke or like not the joke, but like the.
I remember hearing that you could lower your sperm count by wearing whitey tighties.
Okay. I've heard that.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
I used to hear.
And my suspicion is probably no.
I can't tell if it was just my school, but I feel like there's like things like, did you guys have the Marilyn Manson thing? Like that got a rib removed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like stuff like that. Like,
yeah, I did hear that. Who made that up?
Who made that up? That was just what I was about to ask.
Yeah. Especially because it was a pre-internet time, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, where did that come from?
Because I understand now how kids will hear something on TikTok or, I don't know, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, and that gets disseminated across schools and, you know, across, you know, whatever states and, you know, the whole country basically. But like, how did we all somehow get subjected to the same weird rumors about like underpants and Marilyn Manson and Dr. Pepper? Well, I guess it was.
I knew the Dr. Pepper one too.
Yeah.
No, the Dr. Pepper one too said they used to
like,
say,
what is that?
It's just so curious, right? And then today you're talking about the text, the chain text.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
When it was Halloween time, the do 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 do.
Well, and just that it was like constant and never ending from like every person that you knew.
Like who started that
in middle school. It's also funny to me that in that time, having people's phone numbers and texting people was less personal.
Oh, absolutely.
Where like you would have the phone numbers of like everybody that you knew.
It didn't mean shit. It didn't
even
mean
people
nothing.
That you didn't really know or whatever, like you would get their phone number through a chain text message or like you would just sort of like write your phone number down, or like at the end of the school year, everybody would like write their phone number in people's yearbooks and stuff.
Yes.
And so you would just like chit chat
like
and
your
it
phone
was
number
like,
is just out in the wild.
Yes. But now people are less like having somebody's phone number is like more personal, I think.
I almost feel like it's like giving out my social. Sometimes
a little bit. Yeah. It is kind of like, ooh, like you could track me through this information.
I don't want that at all.
But then like social media has sort of become like the replacement, right? Where like you can like and follow and engage with people on social media that you know from school without really having to know them necessarily. Yeah. But I thought that was funny because I was thinking about that with the chain text message thing, how like it would be so normal to just get like the same chain text message
over and over
until the image was just so like,
smite you.
It was like all ugly and like
you could buy like
the picture would be all degraded and
gross. Not a lot of pixels to sell back then. Not a lot of pixels.
I thought that was really funny.
No, I did too. You totally, that was like such a blast.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was like such a
Well, and then
era.
It would be like, if you don't forward, you'll get bad luck for 7 years.
Yes. Yes. That was like
silly,
right there with
stupid.
Accidentally opening up the internet.
Oh,
and
almost
dying.
Yeah, being like, you know, frantically
fuck.
Pressing the end button so that the internet would go away.
Yeah, we're old. We're 30. Yeah. What about it?
When I was in middle school, I had a game on my cell phone that my parents allowed me to buy. I think probably
you got
to like,
buy a game on your phone
for like Christmas or my birthday for the grand total of like $1.99.
Sure,
which was a lot.
That
back
was a lot
then.
Of engineering back
it was
then.
A lot of it was a big deal.
What was the game?
It was basically now you know that game that has like the story attached to it where like you have to. You know, like match things or merge things or whatever, but it's like the storyline of like high school relationships or whatever.
Kinda.
And you could like
this is on your phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
On a flip phone.
It was basically like a choose your own adventure book with really low pixels.
Okay.
You know, and it would be like, you know, you say hi to Christy. And like, you know, what do you want to say to her? Mm-hmm. Basically like, oh, okay. Hi. Or you know, your hair looks terrible. And like, just, you know, like silly,
so
like you could choose to be like, like a bully or you could choose to be like nice to your friends or, you know, whatever. And there was like cutesy little romance plot lines that you could, you know, go through if they liked you or whatever.
Of course.
But it was like a little choose your own adventure game. And I was obsessed with playing it and like choosing all the different options to try
D&D.
To get different outcomes. And relationships and stuff. Yeah, of course, now I love D&D and all other RPG content.
I just... Also, look, I made a chromosome.
I was literally about to tell you that it's earlier. It looks like a chromosome.
Which chromosome would be an X chromosome, obviously?
Well, I think they all kind of look like that, right?
Well, there's two different kinds of chromosomes. I'm not saying I need to remember that stuff, but I feel like nowadays, if kids got those chain texts, nowadays kids probably really think they need to send those things because the literacy rate is so low.
That's rude. You're not necessarily wrong per se. But
it's not even their fault.
No, that's
COVID,
the other thing.
Not paying teachers enough money.
The education, like the system, is all just falling apart.
And I
because
think
we don't spend any money
as we talk about
on
that
programs or professionals.
I think I can feel a segue coming. Can you feel it?
Are you
can
gonna you segue?
Oh, wah!
Wah!
You're just good.
Thank you.
We have been stimming like motherfuckers lately.
I know. We're really annoying.
Oh, man.
Probably.
So we've been catching some... I'm not going to say who we've been watching, but I'm just saying we've been watching some TikTok lives. And I got to say, the MLM cadence is so good.
Yeah.
Some people really be selling that shit.
Yeah.
There is this woman, and I will not be naming names.
No.
But
in fact, I don't even think I know her name.
I don't know her name either. And honestly, I don't care. Because I know when we turn that shit on, if we get her, I know she's going to be, hello, it's Friday.
Yeah. Within like 5 minutes.
Oh, or like, I just can't think of it. Like,
inevitable.
I don't want to give away like what she sells
I know,
and stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
But the vibrato.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's the like MLM cadence where they all sound the same. It's like kind of a strange
Oh, and their
phenomenon.
Mannerisms?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's
so, there's like, also a lot of like lip syncing that happens in a particular type of MLM.
Yeah.
I also love the like, okay, girlfriend, how you doing?
Yes.
You know, and like saying hi to people in the chat who've just been there before or whatever. And they're like, friend, how are you?
Like, you don't even know me, but you're so sweet. I'm like, okay, I'll be your friend. I know,
yeah. But also, to be fair, I guess we kind of do a similar thing on the lives every Friday.
I will say friend is such a gender-neutral term, though. I kind of love it at the yeah. same time. I love
it. I feel like I've been co-opted because I have been calling you guys friends forever.
You did it first. You were definitely
like that's for a punk. Long time, that's punk and then rock. MLMs co-opted the term, and I'm like, do people think that I have an MLM now?
No, I don't think anyone thinks. They think you have a cult, not an MLM. Big difference.
True. Big difference.
Also, speaking of, I have another segue.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you guys my first segue that we didn't get to use because obviously we kept going because the conversation was good.
Sorry.
My first segue was because education is falling apart and stuff. People yes. are way more. It's even funnier now. The prosperity gospel that people think they would have access and be able to have it all.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also, it's funny because as times get tougher,
yeah.
Or as Paramore said, hard times aren't upon us.
Okay.
They, as things get harder, MLMs actually probably do better, if I had to guess, which is funny. You know, you don't think MLMs do better?
The actual desire
to provide.
Well, okay, so the actual corporation and like the people at the top, yes.
Oh, yes, that's but what. Oh, trust me, that's what I'm talking about.
The individuals at the bottom of the MLM are going to continue to do worse and worse.
I just think it's so wild to me. Like MLMs continue to be, like every time I told Mickey because I was like, what are MLMs going to do after TikTok? But I thought that before.
Yeah.
I was like, how many times are you going to come back, old man?
Literally, how many times are you going to teach you this lesson, old man?
Yeah.
No, I think they'll probably migrate back to Instagram, back to Facebook. A lot of them simulstream.
Smart.
And I think there's probably going to be a lot of them on Twitch also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I bet that's like probably the place they're going to migrate next. I don't know if
MLM owners going.
I don't know if the Twitch guidelines specifically forbid MLM type of things.
I feel like, but is that gambling? It's not gambling because you're purchasing something.
Yeah.
But you're like running a business. It's like so funny because I told Mickey, I was like, oh, wow. Like you just, not even, you like maximize your business potential earnings by selling things while you're making things for other people. Like it's so late stage capitalism. I love it. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The efficiency, the efficient part of my heart. Love it. Incredible.
You're a little Virgo.
Film everything, do everything. So you can always maximize your potential to get a buyer.
Aaron was joking with me. He was like, it's too bad you can't film your job. I was like, I like kind of do actually though.
And then I was like, oh wait, yeah, I guess we do that. We're just a part, just a cog, that. just a little tooth in the cog. You know?
I was like, should I start filming when I fulfill bingo prizes? And streaming that.
Also,
people's addresses are in there. There would be no way to actually do that.
But also, the funniest
that.
Part, too, is you could just buy the stickers on Bingo. Also, Mickey redid the sticker shop.
I did.
The stickers are so good.
Thank you.
Yes.
The sticker shop was looking a little bit rough because it was old. And when I first put it up, it was like I have to hurry up and get this done because Bonfire wouldn't let me have stickers and I really wanted to have stickers.
So whatever. I was like, okay. I don't want to talk about it.
I know. Well, I mean, we're closing in. We're like a herd of turtles.
Once we are 200K?
Closing in on 200K. That's what they told me anyways. I wouldn't
be
surprised if
back,
when I reach out to them again, they're gonna be like, actually, you need to have 500K.
Now 500K is what I was thinking. I thought they'd put it right out of reach again.
No, they would tell me something like unreachable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we get to 200 and then they let me sell stickers.
I just feel like they're going to be little buttheads about
it. Yeah, little bees. They do, however, have an expanded inventory.
Oh, I can't wait to get our new shirts.
We ordered shirts from their most recent Snod merch drop, and it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
They do also have joggers available now.
They have joggers with stuff that you can put on them?
Well, it's like just down the side of the leg.
I want
and Joe was telling
on the
me,
back of our butts.
Okay, wait, that would be so good.
Don't steal that.
You can't put it on the butt, though. On the joggers, you can put it down the side. And Joe was saying that we should make snail trail merch, which is so smart. Like a little snod.
So smart.
Also, sir, you just tried to interrupt me like 4 times in a row.
Sorry.
Cool your jets, dude.
I'm not even caffeinated today either.
Mm-hmm. I have a half calf.
Does soda have caffeine in it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, what kind, I guess? Go on, sorry.
Yeah, not that much. Oh, no, it's okay. I finished my thought already.
I'm sorry for interrupting you so many times.
Thank you. I just had to really wrestle it out of your mouth.
Your therapist said a wonderful thing
hmm.
that although you've had a horrible, awful, not great year,
yeah,
our relationship has gotten better.
Yes. I think that is our relationship has been a protective factor my mental health this year.
Thank God.
Because, you know, I don't know how I would have functioned otherwise. I really don't. I think if that had been bad, we would have had somehow an even worse year.
And who
could have even conceived of something?
I'm not even allowed to say, you know, how much worse could it get anymore?
Don't say that. Yeah, because you're going to either tempt fate or make us aware of another thing.
If you are listening, I am not tempting you. There's no, we do not need to fuck around and find out. There is nothing. We have, whatever the stars want us to learn, we are learning it, I promise.
We've already learned. We've learned our lessons.
Do you want to get into today's topic? I just squeakered a little bit, but it's fine.
What are you talking about?
That required me to care. Also, I was going to ask for band name suggestions.
Razorblade Tornado called it.
Okay. I guess
I've had that one on retainer since I was
so good.
Like freshman in college. I don't know. Give us your best band name suggestions that you don't want to keep.
That you're willing to give up for free.
Are we starting a band? Are we finally starting our family band?
What our family band name? It's probably Snurch related, huh?
It doesn't have to be. Aaron's been trying to cajole me into learning how to play drum set.
And you will be learning to play drum sets.
Drum sets.
Okay.
Sir, we have to have a place to put a drum set.
I know. Yeah. And we don't have that.
No, we do not.
Everyone's like, what the fuck are they talking about this episode?
Nothing. The same thing we talk about every episode.
You guys know what you're here for.
Yeah, it's fine. We do still get the occasional stray people being like, fuck your podcast.
That's fair. Honestly,
like, y'all don't talk about anything. And like, that's
you're
fair.
Right. You're right.
You're right. Honestly, I think you just stumbled into a corner of the internet that is not for you.
Also, what are you doing here? Also, though, we should talk about this. I've been meaning to talk about it for a while now.
What?
We want to start the call-ins, the collect calls, the user.
The call-ins.
Anna or whatever it's called.
Yes, like a little not advice column.
While we're here fucking off, let's just do that. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant take a call from somebody and I was like,
anyone. My God. If I could have scheduled that in a way to work out.
That would have been crazy.
That would have been amazing.
Okay, that would have been actually such a feat.
Let's share what is your vision for it, and then I'll just attune to whatever your vision is for it. Because you're the boss.
That's not true. I think from a legal standpoint, it's very important that we not be giving direct and clinical advice to anyone.
Oh, me definitely.
And so there's going to have to be like hella disclaimers and legal paperwork that people sign before we're able to interview them on the show. But generally speaking, it would be really fun, I think, to have people write in. I think like an email system would work best, right? Have people send in emails to a little email address and be like, yes, hello, hi. Here's what's been on my mind lately. Would love to talk to you guys about it. I think audio only would work.
I think audio only would be best.
But you'd have to be able to have you'd have to be okay with having your voice at least on the podcast. Mm-hmm. It couldn't be completely anonymous because then that's just us reading emails, which is podcast listener mail.
I bet I could change their voice. I wonder if I could do the voice thing where it's like,
no.
I can never understand those.
Like AI. Yeah. But I think it would be important for us to like have a chit chat with them before, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then share with you guys on an episode about like, you know, basically give someone the floor to talk about what their issue is, what they're talking through. And then we can talk to them in real time about like our thoughts and suggestions. And if we have feedback or I don't know, whatever, we can sort of have a little conversation. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that'd be a lot of fun, honestly.
I think it'd be great. Shout out to Allie for recommending the Dear Therapist podcast
because
we watched it on stream a few weeks ago and I really liked it.
I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, it was really interesting and I think it would be fun to have the occasional segment of that here.
I think it's just the remix. It's just a remix.
Also, content and creativity is derivative.
Also, that's a trope, a topic, a like subject.
Yeah, the Dear Abby column has been a thing for like, you know, since the beginning of time.
I was going to say Dear Deborah, but that was not correct.
Dear Deborah, I'm struggling with this issue. But no, I think that would be fun. Do you have a vision for the segment?
It's wild how much it aligns with exactly everything you just said.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So no notes.
Okay, great. Then I think we should start doing that. We'll probably put out instructions on the Discord server. For now, we'll probably limit it to folks on the Discord server.
That's probably,
and to make it, I think, like easier to manage because folks who are in the community will understand like the rules and guidelines.
True. So true. Such a good
and
point.
It'll be less of a like bystander who's not familiar with our community ethos.
I also was thinking too, and I'm not going to say anything or give anyone any ideas. I will tell you after the pod. Keep your calendars open.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, fun. All right, are we talking about having it all?
Or the
Where
lack
do you
of
think that term came from?
Having it all?
Yeah.
I feel like somebody probably, I don't know.
Because to
like
me, in my mind, well, to me, in my mind, the having it all term was like particularly prominent in regards to like the feminist, you know, can women have it all? We're like, can you be a mother and a professional and like, you know,
actually, I wonder that was if like it does a really stem common.
Yeah. Also, but also, I'm going to tuck my leg underneath yours because it's really hurting.
Is that comfortable?
Well, yeah, I just needed to extend my leg because bending it hurts.
Okay.
Anyways, I feel like that's pretty prominent in that sphere of the internet or like media or whatever.
I think it's interesting. Do you think that's like, do you think like that, like the having it all, is that like pro-feminism or is that like almost?
Well, it's like, kind it's of anti-feminist take. in a way.
Because
really what it's insinuating is like, can women have what men already have?
Or like it also insinuates like to be fully fulfilled, you have to have it all. Like,
yeah,
you have to have everything.
Well, and I think there's like
an
aspect of like you have to be a mother sort of baked in there.
Yeah, like that is a part of like
in order to have it all, you have to have children and have a family and like want those things. Otherwise, you're only partially fulfilled.
Only partially fulfilled.
Which is kind of like anti-feminist, I think.
I think so.
To
yeah.
say that like you're not having it all if you don't have kids.
Also, because
that's not true. Like as a person with a uterus, like I'm not a woman, but I'm a person with a uterus that people will often refer to as a woman. And I have not reproduced and I feel fine.
I
feel great about that, actually.
It's also kind of anti-queer too.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, like because there are exclusions through means.
Well, I think it's also like the exclusion of people who are, you know, not typically referred to or or seen as women. And also like the pretty obvious difficulty for queer folks in having a baby sometimes too, right? Like that's sometimes a very expensive endeavor.
Oh my God, yeah.
How one would go about it.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of exclusionary, I guess, in that way too.
I feel like it definitely is. I wonder, I think too, obviously from like a physical, like having it all.
Yeah.
Also, it's so funny how many different takes there are on it. I know. Now that I think about it.
Also, can we talk about what an inherently capitalist notion that is too? There's an aspect of like consumerism baked in there, I feel.
Absolutely. Know? Well, I feel like how else do you keep getting people like, I feel like it's like having an iPhone. Did you see the iPhone was talking about iPhone? Apple was talking about releasing iPhones even quicker.
Why?
I know, like.
No one cares. Some people do, but no one fucking cares.
Isn't that fucking nuts, bonkers? Like,
also, like, we're drowning. We can't afford anything. People are actually, I saw someone on TikTok today saying, like, I work a minimum wage job and, like, I'm not making a lot of money. So I'm going to make a fun little challenge out of it to see how long I can go without going to the grocery store and just eating the food in my house instead. Which, like, you know, I mean, good that's for them because they, like, cleared out their pantry and combined things in, like, kind of a creative way. And, like, that's all well and good. But, like, how late stage capitalist.
How much food can I not, or how can I not sustain myself?
By not spending money, yeah. Like, but no, for sure. We want another, like, $1,000 iPhone that probably has actually no new features on it.
I feel like all, and
can I just tell you, my old iPhone, I don't know what number I have now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, do you know?
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's the one with the three cameras on the back now. I got it recently because my other one actually shit the bed.
Oh,
it was
that
like,
one has literally stopped working.
Stopped working.
After
but
updates.
That was probably like three or four models prior to this one. And can I just tell you, functionally, basically no difference.
I feel like,
other than the camera being like maybe slightly nicer sometimes.
Sure.
But like really not that different. I despise the button on the side instead of
the
little
clicker,
flippy switch. I guess it is nice
that
I can turn on
tactile things from us.
It's nice that I can turn on do not disturb, I guess, with the button because it lets you program it to do whatever you
want.
That's
nice.
But like I liked the clicky thing, both because it was nice and because like really what I wanted was for my phone to be on silent all the time.
Yes.
You know? Like I didn't like what the fuck?
I feel like honestly I'm like phone should just default should be silenced.
Yes. In this day and age?
I don't know if that...
Boomers everywhere are rioting at that sentiment.
How am I supposed to watch? Also, when people watch TikTok in public...
Oh, my God.
This is nuts. This shit is fucking nuts
to me. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Because also, like, I need people to realize, if anyone has half a brain, if I hear someone watching TikTok and I hear some hateful-ass fucking shit, I know you just fucking copped out.
Yeah, you just outed yourself.
I know you're a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But also, I don't think those people care, though.
I know.
Those people are proud of that, though.
Care a little bit more.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, but I mean, that's
embarrassing, mortifying.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, you know, it's like a dog whistle almost.
It is. It is. I feel like sometimes
I don't understand,
really,
like, the level of or like the lack of social anxiety that one must possess in order to just, like, proudly listen to audio content in public, not on headphones. And sometimes people do it on a speaker too, not TikToks, but music.
I don't understand.
That was like the bane of my existence when I would take public transportation. When people would have, like, a very large Bluetooth speaker and just, like, blast music. Like,
it's
dude.
So, like, you're just assuming you're listening to what everyone else wants to listen to. Like,
but also, like, I just finished the most overwhelming day of my life. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
I don't want this.
What the fuck?
I also, two things. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. I just had an intrusive thought.
What?
Okay, I remembered my other thought. Ooh, that was really close. No, sometimes when I'm in the shower and I use my brush... My little brush.
Oh, you know, yeah, you're like showering.
I like to think I'm a big tooth.
You are kind of a big tooth.
Yeah, and I just.
In a way, when you
I'm
do
like
that, yeah.
Brushing my body.
You are like brushing your teeth, but with a big
brush.
Body scrub brush. That's really funny, actually. That's cute.
I also, my other intrusive thought, and also they're fucking cowards. I just know it because they didn't put their Trump flags up until after he won.
Yeah. Our neighbors?
No. This is somewhere else where I drive.
Oh.
But I so badly want to buy a little BB gun. Because they got blow-ups up for Christmas, and I just want to do a little pew, pew for their BBs. Just a little BBs.
To
just
be
one
clear,
little BB.
We would never.
I would never actually do it.
Never.
This is a thought I'm just thinking.
We're
but
simply
I'm saying,
talking about the
I'm
intrusive
just saying
thought.
If some
that
Trump supporters'
having...
little blow-ups.
I know.
Pew.
I think that all the
just
time.
One.
There was a house that we would drive by sometimes that had, like, just Trump signs galore during the lead up to the election. And I wanted so bad to, like, either custom make or order some signs on the internet about, like, fragile and insecure white men club meeting here every Tuesday, you know?
And I also, because the old woman before I knew, like, used to, like, when I'd go on my walks and runs and stuff, I don't do walks. I have way too much anxiety to go on a walk.
Yeah.
Only run. We only know rabbits.
You're Olivia.
We only know rabbits. But, like, fucking eat dirt now. I don't want your hello or whatever.
I know. Yes. Okay. Can I tell you a secret?
Well, yes.
Can I tell you guys a secret?
Yeah, ask our friends.
One of the people's house that I run past on my runs
love this.
A big old Trump flag in their front yard.
I know exactly what house you're talking about.
At the end of my run, it wasn't the end, but like at the point of my run where I was like starting to get a little gassed.
Yes.
And obviously when you run and you start to breathe through your mouth because you're tired, you get all this saliva. And like,
you guys know running.
You know, I'm
you
a phlegmy person anyways.
You are also humans.
So I needed to like spit out some of this phlegm and I spit it in their front. Not like a lot, but just like right on the border of the sidewalk in their yard. They do have a Ring camera and I hope they saw it, honestly. Because I did technically spit on the sidewalk, which is public property, but like just on the edge of it.
You're so close to being punk. It's like,
but I know.
It's like right there. You're like, yeah, I really showed them. I really got you guys good, didn't I?
But just because a Trump supporter is totally the person to see that on their Ring camera and to try to like yell at me or something, or like
absolutely.
To try to be like, well, we're pressing charges because it's in our yard, you know. But like technically it's
on
public property.
You should have put a fence around it, I guess.
So,
you guys love those so much.
Not for you, but it was just it was a little cathartic, I won't lie.
I feel like this is answering like, can we have it all?
I feel like Miranda Cosgrove on that podcast where she's like, I do cuss a little sometimes.
That is the same energy. It is. What's your favorite cuss word?
Yeah.
I don't know. Fuck.
Probably fuck. It's me.
Precious. I think it's cute. I love, it's like.
I just don't want to get in trouble.
Like, it's like, do gay, do crime.
Yeah.
Be crime, do
but
gay.
Just a little crime. Actually, no crime.
There's actually no crime at all. Like, very easy, like, oh, I just.
That was, yeah, it was not a crime, actually. It was...
I wish we, like, dipped or something and had big, bloody, nasty dip loogies.
Bloody?
Well, does it not cut your gums up?
No, it's not supposed to, I thought. Does it cut your gums up?
Good thing I don't do tobacco.
No,
I think it's fiberglass in it.
There's fiberglass in
chewing tobacco because it cuts up your gums and that's how you get the nicotine or the tobacco.
I thought it just soaked in through your gums because your gums
We don't do drugs, okay, kids?
No.
If someone can tell me, I'm pretty fucking sure, and I'm not even going to Google it either.
I don't understand. If that's the case, that's crazy because I'm pretty sure that would be like highly toxic to your body.
Well, I'm pretty sure tobacco is not good for you.
No, I know. But like in a way that you would like immediately have like need to go to the doctor kind of issues with your mouth.
Do you ever think sometimes that like we know so many things and yet we know so little things?
Yeah.
Like sometimes like the most.
We know so few about like, the world.
Oh, I got to tell you. I just got to share. I got to let everyone know too. Okay. I got to let everyone know how brave you were, if I may. Honestly, scrap the idea of this episode. I think we're just fucking off at this point.
Okay, that's fine.
I think this is going to be the first pod episode ever where you could click on the title and you're like, oh, they started an episode and like, nah, fuck the episode.
No.
So while we were driving to your birthday location, did I share the story about the fender?
No,
did not. Okay, so long story short, we left way later than we fucking wanted to. We left about 7 o'clock. We had about a 6-hour drive. If you do the math on that, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 6 and 7, we get there about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
right?
It was very late.
So if you can imagine, it's dark outside.
We're driving on the dark freeway for most of the
going
drive.
west. Where the settlers would go. I was like, we talk about, doesn't matter. I'm not going to get distracted while telling this story.
You?
We're driving. I'm driving. I'm Red Bulled up. We're vibing. We just got done doing our, I wanted to call it a Rube Goldberg machine, but it's not. It's the personality test.
Oh, yeah. The
Enneagram?
Myers-Briggs type indicator.
Got it. We did that. Awesome.
Yeah.
Love. Fantastic. We get to roughly our location and we're like trying to figure out whether it's dusty, foggy, or like misty or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm not, it's the middle of the night, okay? It's like 2 a.m.
There's nobody around.
I'm not paying attention, but I'm not like.
You weren't just like eagle eye in front of the truck for like,
to see if it was dust or fog.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear this
agitating, grating noise.
No, there's this big black thing on the road. I think it was a tire, but I can't even describe it. Like, as I was looking down, I saw the black mass that was in the middle of the road in the left lane.
To be clear, we know that it wasn't a living being.
It was not a living being.
We know for a fact that it was like a rock or a tire or something. Yeah.
But, and it was windy, so windy. And so it like winds its way into right in front of the car. And of course I didn't react in time based on all the factors I've already shared. And that thing, every hit under the car.
It wasn't that many. It was like two.
It felt like a lot more to me.
That's fair. It did.
But when we got to the gas station, and when I tell you it ripped our fender, like you would have thought I removed this thing by hand. Clean off.
Because I got out of the car and was going to go inside.
I said, I don't even want to know.
You know, bathroom break and whatever. And I went and checked the other side and I was like, oh, Aaron's going to be so mad.
I was cool though. I was chill.
So mad.
How was I though?
Because it had cracked the bumper and ripped the whole fender off. And you were like, whatever. It's fine.
Technically no damage and no leakage.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
And the tire was good.
Because I saw the crack in the bumper and I was like, oh God, is the tire okay? And I like checked the tire, you know, and like
still good to this
day? It looked fine. And then I was like, is the car leaking? And of course, the gas station that we had stopped at, they just so happened to be power washing. So I was like, I can't tell if there's liquid under the car.
It's wet everywhere.
I was so freaking out.
But
the car is fine. Nothing actually happened mechanically. It was just cosmetic damage.
But when I tell you, when I tell you this, not even the night before, because Mickey and I did a great job. We did a little detail with a little teamwork.
I know.
We learned about the triple foam at the car wash.
We did.
I love the triple foam. Smells so.
Triple foam is so fun at the car wash.
Smells so good.
Triple foam. We're so annoying. Anyway.
We just got done cleaning it. Cleaned the insides real good. Got all the dog hair out of it. Looking good. And I was like, Pumpkin, you know what? We've had this car for like 10 years now.
Nothing wrong with it.
A little bit more professional detail. We could probably make a profit on that bitch now.
Honestly,
honest to God,
it's a really honest nice to car. God.
And I
not now.
Not now. Well,
maybe if we replace the
but
parts.
But long story short, Aaron took care of fixing the fender, right?
Yes.
As one does.
You bought a new one.
I bought a new one,
which was my idea, to be clear.
It was your idea, because I was going to leave it be. You're so right.
And I was like, it looks ugly.
I'll give you that one. It did look ugly. It looked bad. So I fixed it, right? Yes. I get my little thing. Took long enough just for me to cut myself one time. No bigs.
Yeah.
Get it installed. And I was like, you know, it did technically need a couple more little clippies. I did not have said clippies on my hand.
So you were like, it's fine.
It's fine. Silly goose me for getting the roads here are fucking shit.
Yeah, they're quite bumpy.
And so the other day you were driving home.
I was driving home. I was in the right lane because I was going to turn to go to the Dollar Tree, as one does.
In this economy.
Yes. And then I am like looking forward to see like, oh, when does the turn start? And all of a sudden, go, like just it fell off. And I looked behind me and I saw the fender sitting in like the emergency lane. And I was just like... I was like Jim from The Office. I looked at nobody and was like, of course. No, of course. Of course that would happen. And I drove to the Dollar Tree and I parked and I debated. I was like, do I go back and get it? And I was like, I'm going to the fucking Dollar Tree. I'm getting the things that I wanted from the fucking Dollar Tree. And then I turned around. I got out of the parking lot and I said, let me just see how close, like, let me stage a little drive-by here. Let me see, first of all, if I can see in the emergency lane that it's like cracked and fucked, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I would have left it. I would have left it.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if it fell off, I would never come back for
it. Which is bad citizen behavior, but.
It is.
I'm so sorry. Like, I just was having a day and I was like really not in the mood. So I went back and wouldn't you know it, completely intact, totally fine. So, well, I thought maybe it had been run over or something.
Sure, actually,
you know?
Yeah.
So I pull up to like the closest, like, you know, pull off by like a neighborhood or whatever. And I just so happened to be able to get actually pretty close to it, park my car, put the hazards on. I checked. There's nobody around in the neighborhood or anything. I was in a hazard.
You did great. Yeah. I'm like so, you yeah. did so well,
and
much
I was
more
in and out of the car in a grand total of 10 seconds.
That's incredible.
I parked my car and I was in my car with the hazards on, like, check in behind me, in front of me to make sure there's nobody coming. And I was waiting until the traffic went, because it's in the emergency lane, right?
You like, tell me what
I would have gotten fucking like, you know, 6 inches from a car if I had tried to grab it while a car was driving by. So I was just like waiting. And then there was a break in the traffic and I like hustled out there. My
what
short
shoes did
little
you have
self.
On?
I had sneakers on. Thank God. Yeah. Nice, so nice, I was like, nice. And I grabbed it. And then I tried to put it in the trunk of our car, our little like, you know, SUV thing. Yeah. And of course, this SUV won't let you open the hatch if the car
God.
Is
yes.
on.
Oh my God. It just
turned the car
you.
Off. It's so annoying. Oh, so I was like, okay, let me just put it in the passenger seat. Passenger door was locked. And I was like, God damn it. So I walked back around to the driver's side and I just shoved it in the back seat. I put it back there and I got in the car and I drove home.
And there was,
and
honestly,
actually, you know what? On my drive home, I knew I was going to drive by a Dutch Bros and I was like, I deserve a little treat. So I stopped at Dutch Bros and I got us both a treat because what a challenging time.
My treat's still sitting in the fridge.
It's deconstructed though.
You can get drinks deconstructed at Dutch if you're going
to
need them.
If you didn't know that, like the Rebels and stuff, you can ask them to have it deconstructed and they'll just give you the can and then put the flavoring in a cup for
you. It is comical. It is literally comical.
It's like, no.
How much not flavoring they put in their drink.
But also, I don't think I would want more though.
I don't either.
It's so strong.
Agreed.
It's pure sugar.
I think it's so funny too. All the stuff at Dutch, we're just going to have to buy our own Toscani or whatever it's called.
Tarani.
That's pretty close. That's pretty fucking close for me not knowing.
I feel like, oh, Zuppa Toscana. That's what I was thinking of.
What is that?
It's a soup at Olive Garden.
Soup. Yeah, but seriously, thank you for going to grab the fender. And pro.
Yeah.
Is it matches the other side now as far as like wear and, you know, like weathering and stuff. So like it got a little scraped up.
Because it's been on the road. So.
But I did buy clippies today, so I'll be fixing that for real this time.
Yeah.
Do a little stress test before we go.
So, yeah, in case you were wondering, no, it is not possible to have it all because our fender fell off.
One time when I was replacing the brakes on one of our cars, I did forget to put a bolt one time.
Did you fix it?
Yes, of course.
I was like, is this you hard launching that one of our cars is permanently broken?
No. See,
is it a car that we currently own?
As a 30-year-old?
Is it a car that we currently
own? No, it is not a car that we currently own.
Okay.
This happened with you in the car. You know what car this was. It was the old
Was it Tina?
It was Zola. It was Zola.
We name all of our cars.
You have to.
So our current two cars are Evie and Nova.
Mm-hmm.
And then the car before that was Zola. Actually, I don't think we named the Honda, did we?
The Honda did not get a name.
Because it was a dump-ass piece of shit.
That car wasn't a dump-ass piece of shit. Let's be clear about one thing.
We had a... What kind of... It was a Honda... Clear. What kind of car? I don't remember.
Fit. It was a Honda hatchback. Fit. Yeah, yeah, I love that little thing.
It was a dumb ass. I didn't love
that
little thing.
It wasn't the most comfortable car. That thing was. That's a go kart.
It was a dumb ass piece of shit. I hated that car. But
I'm not gonna lie,
we needed a daily driver to get you to and from work because we were spending a lot of money on gas. So
it's a long story. We got a dumper
piece of shit. We got rid of like as low as like the cheapest car that we could get our hands on, basically. That wasn't. But you know, we were
the
so
dumb we bought it during the fucking height of the used car market being.
But when we bought Evie, our like, you know, electric most recent vehicle. Yeah, it's an electric vehicle.
I'll just be like, why didn't you get a Tesla? Fuck Tesla.
Fuck Tesla.
If you're buying a Tesla in this day and age, in this year, there's so many other fucking options. I'm there's so sorry.
Like,
go on.
Every car brand makes an electric vehicle, and a lot of them perform better than Teslas. But also, we straight up could not afford a Tesla if we wanted to. Because the only reason that we could afford the electric vehicle that we have now is because it was a lemon. It was a buyback.
We did get very lucky.
And because I enjoy browbeating straight men into giving me what I want at car dealerships.
It's kind of hot. I'm not going to lie.
It's really fun.
It's
such a fun game of sex. It's the only place that I can let my ability to like psychologically manipulate people fly. And it's really, because I know they're doing it to me.
That is a power for good. That is a power for good.
Exactly. I know they're doing it to me, so I don't feel bad about it either.
God, because I'm always like, well, we should really help the car dealership, don't you think?
I'm like, no.
They should get a good deal.
Give me more free
shit.
They
want to give us a good deal, so we should give them a good deal.
No, yeah, I hustled them into giving us like probably like 10 grand more for your car. And then when we sold, because we traded in, our electric vehicle was a lemon. It was a buyback, so it was like, what, 20 grand cheaper than it was supposed to be? 10 grand cheaper, maybe?
11. It was 11.
11 grand cheaper than it was supposed to be.
The whole heads-up display.
Yeah.
And basically, if the whole heads-up display goes out on an electric vehicle, they're like, that can't start it.
It stops working.
We should really not talk about that because we don't need fate.
I know. But so it was 11 grand cheaper than it was supposed to be. And then we traded in two cars to get it. And then we still had to put money down. But I hustled them into giving us like probably 10 grand more for your car than they would have initially.
Yeah, we made money on my car.
And then like another like 7 grand, I think, on the Honda when we traded it in.
Also, man, he's like, well, this is what the Blue Book technically is. And I was like, motherfuckers, no one's selling any cars for Blue Book right now.
Well, that's
now.
What I told him. I was like, in a normal like market, sure, but people want used cars right now and you want what I have. So give me more money for it or I'm leaving. Like, I don't need an electric vehicle, dog. Give me more money for it. And so I did. He did. He was like, well, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I want to. And it was like totally a manipulation tactic.
The end of the month, though, too.
No, but it was totally a manipulation tactic to be like, you know, it's the end of the month and I want to make my commission or whatever.
He meant it.
Did he? Did he? Yeah, I doubt that he did.
To get to the next tier.
I'm sure that he had probably already made his commission. But I was like,
we did totally lie to him and tell him we were starting a family, too.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we told him we needed the car. That's fine. Who cares? Sorry if you're watching this.
We did lie to you. We totally lied.
But also, I'm sure that that man lied to us about wanting to make his commission and all that stuff and like whatever.
And his family.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I'm always like, nah.
But also to, you know what we did also? This is so fucked up. I had to take a call from my dad while we were there because my real father had real cancer and
he
like
did have real
we
cancer.
Got bad news while we were at the dealership.
Oh, you're so right.
I came back and was like obviously emotional, and then you went to do something, go to the bathroom or whatever.
I do have to go pee a lot.
And he was like, oh, you know, is everything okay, whatever. And I was like, yeah, my dad just got some bad news about his cancer, blah blah blah. I'm just like having a really hard go of it right now, you know. And like I did say that on purpose. I did, because I was like, I could keep this to myself. And I was like,
Mickey,
no, I'm not going
to.
I'm gonna let you know that you might ruin my day if you don't just let me have this car for the amount of money that I wanted for it.
Yeah, basically the rule of thumb is, basically we don't do this on purpose because this is just the way we are naturally.
Yeah.
But like, I'm a test drive what we want, and like, I'm a like it. I just know if we're going to look at a car, like it's like going to the pound. We are literally not allowed to go to the pound, because if I go to the pound, we're getting something.
If you put Aaron in the driver's seat of a car, he will want it.
I will want it. I will.
He will want to take that car home. So I tell Aaron, like, you're not allowed to test drive it until I get a feel, first of all, for, like, whether or not I want to deal with these people and whether or not this car is, like, actually worth the money.
We made it to the test drive, and, of course, I loved it.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I did, too. I did. I really liked the car. Yeah.
But you just do you have a much higher emotional stress hold.
Also, I think it's just because I grew up poor. that I'm like, I don't need this shit. I could drive myself to and from work on a fucking like lawnmower if I needed to, you know, like I don't need a car. Leave me alone with this. I don't need your fucking expensive bullshit.
Good cop, bad cop. It works. It works for a reason.
I like nice things, but you really have to like convince me to want to buy a thing, especially a new thing or like something that's expensive. I'm like,
you know what's so funny? I am like, this is just going to be the episode like, how to buy a car or something. What are we going to title this fucking episode? Later day.
Yeah, it's fine.
Who fucking knows?
How much we hate capitalism.
Honestly, in a way, our original video did have to do with how much we hate capitalism.
Yeah.
And like, we kind of found it along the way.
Yeah. We hate capitalism. I think that's true. We hate
capitalism.
And, okay, I know that it's time for me to take my meds. No, it's fine. Because we're going to wrap up here in the next 5 minutes anyways.
We are. Well, now everyone knows we're almost done.
Stay. Don't leave.
Don't leave. Yeah, we're going to keep talking.
YouTube experts tell you to not tell people that you're going to end a video soon because then they'll click off. So don't click off. Okay,
well, whoever's here left.
Stay.
This was a test because now we're actually going to have the really juicy hot goss. So if you left early,
you missed out. You're
not hearing this, but you did miss out.
Missed out.
So everyone who stayed
can tell everyone. What's our juicy hot goss?
I don't actually have any.
Oh. I'm
just trying to keep people engaged.
I don't know if we had told you guys yet after the grief episode, actually.
Your MRI?
Yeah.
Oh, let's share that.
My MRI, I was in that tube for almost 2 hours.
You're so brave. Have we talked about you being in the tube yet?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I was in that tube for almost 2 hours.
You didn't know who Chappell Roan was.
Oh, they let you pick your music. And he was like, what do you want to listen to? And I was like, Chappell Roan. And he was like, what is that? And I was like, she's a like the female artist of the summer. What are you talking about? Like Chappell Roan, the Chappell Roan. And I was like, I will also settle for Sabrina Carpenter. Don't judge me. I like pop music. And he was like, I don't know who either of those people are. And I was like, dog, can you not do this to me right now? I literally called him dog. I was like, can you not do this to me right now? I'm on the edge.
You should be like, big dog, what's up?
Like literally, I was like, can you just Google it? Can you just look it up? There was another tech in there like helping. And the MRI machine that I was in was an open MRI, and they did give me oral sedation, by the way. They did prescribe me beforehand. What is it? A Xanax, I think it was.
Yes, Zanny.
And I did take it, and, like, still really was not helping. The poor nurse, when they did my intake, they...
I'm glad I have to go back as far as I could.
They took me back there to start my IV because I had to do it with and without contrast. So they just give you a little tubies, like, hanging out, and then they, like, hook up the contrast while you're in there.
Said you didn't feel like you had to pee either.
No, I felt nothing. I don't know what people are talking about with the contrast.
We have not talked about this yet on the pod.
If we did, you listen into it again. But so I went back there to get my IV and I'm like shaking and like crying and just nervous.
And then they said
While we were sitting in the waiting room, I was like sitting there just like thinking, like hyping myself up. And then I started crying and you were like, are you okay? And I was like, I just can't fucking do this. I can't do this.
Well, you dropped your phone and it was like you dropping your phone was like, that was the straw.
Yeah.
That was the straw. Like,
I like couldn't take it. I was like,
sitting there holding all of your clothes.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm fucking freaking out, man. And the people across from us, I saw the old lady kind of give me side eye. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this lady?
Her daughter was chill, though. And when we said daughter, she was like 45 years old.
Yeah, she was probably old enough to be my mother.
Yeah, but it also is such a feeling when you're the youngest person there by far. 3 decades.
Yeah. But so that lady was like, okay, and she put my IV in, and then they told me the machine was broken and that the tech was here working on it now. And I was like, that's not what I wanted to hear at all. And she was like, well, you know, we're going to take you back and we'll start your IV later once the machine is fixed. That way, you know, we don't start an IV for no reason, blah, blah, blah. And then when they brought me back the second time to do my IV, it was a different woman and she looked like she was in charge. She just looked important.
This is definitely the manager.
So she did my IV and was talking to me about it. And she was like, you know, did they prescribe you anything? And I was like, yeah, it's not working. And she was like, okay, well, you know, let's just, you know, give it some time and, you know, try to take some deep breaths and whatever. And I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, you're right. It'll be okay. And then she walked me back and she was like, okay, so, you know, we'll come get you in a little bit, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I just wanted to assess you for myself.
They make you sit there wait an hour.
But her saying like, I wanted to assess you myself. I was like, oh, that lady went and snitched. She went and told this lady there's something wrong with her.
She said, no, she's not getting an MRI today.
Yeah. So yeah, they put me in an open MRI machine, which if you don't know, I guess is just bigger, which why can't they all be like that?
Capitalism.
But so while they were getting me set up, and I was heckling them about Chapel Roan, they put this like thing. It's like a cage it over your nuts. Face. Google it if you don't know what it looks
Google
like.
Google it.
But it's like a little, Google it. It's like a little cage they put over your face to like hold your chin. And so like them like putting the thing on me and like holding my chin in place was like, it sent me over the edge. I started crying.
Yeah.
And then that man went and Googled Chapel Roan.
It's funny, sure. I'm not going to lie, you got a lot of stuff accomplished when you started crying.
Every time
you cried, you got treated a lot better.
I know. Everyone was so much nicer to me when I cried. So as normally I'm an internalizer, externalize that because people are so much nicer.
I watched it happen with my own two eyes.
People are so much nicer to you.
They're like, oh, fuck, this is another human being.
Well, yeah. And then so they put this thing on me and they put me in there like just a little bit and I started crying and freaking out. And one of the techs that was helping with my like helmet thing or whatever, he was like, this is totally normal. He was like, what you're feeling is totally normal and it's okay.
That's nice, honestly.
You know, he's like, it's okay to cry and you know, nobody here is judging you. Like, we understand. And then they like pulled it back out because they were like, we're just going to do a little bit like to get you
sobbing
used to it.
Or crying. Yeah. Mm. Oh,
I was having a moment.
Yeah, he did. He did come out halfway and I was like, oh, how's Mickey doing? Well, he came out and he's like, you,
I know.
Green hair.
And he was like, a strange Mickey, communicator.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, my wife. Yes. And he's like, I didn't know. Yeah. And I was like, oh, how's she doing? And he's like, ooh. And I was like, what does that fucking mean? And I was like, ooh, what? And she was like, well, not very good, but she's better now. And I was like,
yeah.
Well, fucking lead with that. I'm yeah. Like, did the machine like suck you into another dimension? Like, what do you mean?
Did
ooh.
It stop working or what?
What does that mean? Ooh.
Yeah, so.
Just the sound he made, I was like, I well, explain
because,
now.
Yeah, the initial part, I was like struggling,
yeah, he
right?
said you did not do well.
No, and then even after, like, I stopped crying, and then they put me in the machine, and I asked them, you know, can you just give me time updates? Well, I think we've talked before about yes. my liminal space anxiety. It stresses me deeply, the, like, maybe I'll be trapped in a liminal space thing. I don't even want to talk about it now. But I told him that, and I was like, I know it sounds crazy, but can you just give me updates? Like, hey, it's been 5 minutes, or like, hey, you have 5 minutes left mm-hmm. of this type, or whatever. Just like, just talk to me. I was like, if you have errant thoughts, anything, how's your day been? Talk to me, please. Say something into the thing, because it will make me way less freaked out. And he was like, okay. So then he puts me in there, and then they start the music, and he was like, it started playing, and he was like, is this what you're talking about? And it was the opening chords to Pink Pony Club, and I started bawling, but like in a good way. I was like, yes, thank you. Because Pink Pony Club makes me emotional. So I'm just like silently crying in this machine. And of course, when you're crying, because you're not supposed to move, right? So I can't
still
reach
crying.
Up to like wipe my tears away. So the tears just are drying on my face, all salty and itchy. And I was like, God, I really played myself with this one. So eventually I did stop crying. And he was like talking to me and giving me time updates and stuff. And you know, he was like, okay, you know, do try to like not breathe there very much, or like, he was like, breathe normally, but like, you know, try not to take super deep inhales because we yeah. have to, you know, for your cervical spine or whatever. And I was like, okay. But once we got like halfway through, he was like, okay, we're going to do the contrast. We're going to like basically move back up.
Sure.
And then, you know, you'll be okay. And I was like, once we got to the halfway point, I think that's when the Xanax actually hit.
That's crazy.
Because I was like, like, I felt like I was falling asleep a little bit. Like the,
I
like
don't know
the,
how I would fall asleep in a heartbeat.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't, because the machine is so loud. Pumpkin, but it's like, it's
I would
not
fall asleep.
It's not loud in a regular way, though. It's like jarring, because you'll finally get used to it being like, jo, 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 and then it'll go, woo, woo. It's like so confusing.
All right, Patrick.
Once you think you've finally gotten used to the noise, then it starts like, and like making screeching noises. It's really stressful. So I don't think that you would fall asleep, because I would have like a split second where I was like, oh, did I just fall asleep a little bit?
Yes.
But
yes.
Because of the machine moving and stuff, obviously you can't. So yeah.
I'm glad you made it out in one piece. And
I do too. And I don't have MS. Which we knew.
In fact, you don't have anything. You don't have a single worm.
No.
There's not a single fucking worm in your brain.
Yeah, no. No frogs. No worms.
No axolotls.
No fairies or reptiles.
No eels.
Yeah, nothing to be reported. They said, actually, I was kind of insulted. In my write-up, they said that my cervical and thoracic spine were completely unremarkable. Fuck you. I'm a very remarkable being. Thanks.
What a burn.
The fuck?
That's the most... I'm actually going to use that. Like,
I know.
I'm not even arguing with you because you're so unremarkable.
That's so fucking mean.
That's some Bridgerton shit.
I looked through my scans that I was looking at my brain. And honestly, it's fascinating because I was like, that's me in there.
Did someone say, because you know that video of the synapses?
Yeah.
I included that. And I don't know which pod that is. It's in there. But they were like, isn't it crazy? There's just a bunch of synapses watching other synapses.
Wait, I love that.
We're just, our brain is making ourselves aware of our own brain. Our brain named itself.
Well, it's so neat. Like seeing your brain, I'm like, that's my whole essence. That's my personhood in there.
Well, there's some soul.
Sure. But yeah, like mechanically,
mechanically,
like electrically, that's my, that's me.
That's your ticker. Well, no, not really, but yeah.
Everything that I've ever known up to that point was in that picture.
It's in there somewhere.
Isn't that so cool? I think that's neat.
You got a good 30-year-old brain.
I do.
It's completely unremarkable, it's but old. A good one.
I know. What the fuck? But yeah, so no MS, nothing to report
if
except
you need medical
for
care, cry, cry, cry.
Cry. Cry, cry, cry. Seriously. Think of the saddest thing that you've ever experienced and let it flow,
it's
baby.
Probably being at the doctor's.
Yeah, because they will be so much nicer to you. And also ask for what you need, truly. Like, I felt so silly asking for time updates and, like, insisting on Chapel Roan. But, like, I did, and it helped so much.
I'm glad you did. You really advocated for yourself, honestly. I'm really
it also made it so much easier listening to music that I was familiar with because I was like, okay, this
is
this
song
like
is
chorus and now the bridge and then another verse.
That
and,
makes
you
so
know,
much sense to get through
like,
the time.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, there's probably like a few more lines left of this song and then outro chords and then, okay, new song. Like it just helped move me through the time so much better.
I'm so proud. You got through it. I know it sucks we didn't get anything from it. But
and then I might have to do it again.
But now you know. And you'll be brave again,
I'll
be there.
Yes, I did tell the tech at the end, too, that I was like, this was a much more positive experience than I had last time. And I think this being positive will probably make me less anxious the next time I have to do this. Because I have, like, a positive association with it.
Yes.
So, and he was like, okay, well, that's good. He's like, you did great, you know, and, you know, that's all, it's over now. And so, you know, he was like, well, get your IV taken out and get you out of here and then you can go home.
I mean,
he was so funny. At the end, after I got out of the tube, he was like, you know, I went and talked halfway through to your.
Yes.
And I was like, my man friend, Aaron, that's my husband. And he was like, oh, yeah, okay. He was like, I wasn't sure. And I was like, yeah, that's my man's. And he was like, yeah, I went and talked to him halfway through. Told him how you were doing. He was like, I wasn't gone. Like he was ready to say, like the thing wasn't empty. He was like, I left a tech in there. You weren't alone. And I was like, I wasn't judging.
I hadn't even thought about it, but.
Yeah, thank you though. But yeah, so that was nice.
I think that.
That should probably wrap up our podcast.
Yeah,
we've been
I want it to be
yapping.
So abundantly clear again too. I had a whole outline. A whole outline ready to
Aaron
go.
Aaron really did a lot of work on this.
And you know, sometimes you just gotta pick your joy. Choose your joy.
Sometimes it just doesn't happen.
And also, like, we're just gonna fuck off. Like,
also,
you guys know what you're signing up for when you log in.
I'm just gonna be so radically honest with you guys.
Do it.
Because the plumbing is being worked on in this building. Oh. I've had to go to the bathroom so bad. So bad.
Nikki's film two. I'm not gonna use the words you used to describe what you need to do, but let's just say damage will need to be done. There will need to be damage control, and I will be leaving the building first.
I'm unashamed. I have to shit. I have to poop so bad.
You also have no gallbladder, so it's not your fault.
I had to poop so bad, and I have been waiting until we were done filming so that I could go home. Because also, you were gone earlier.
I had lessons.
Well, yeah, you had an appointment, and so I was here with no car. And I was like, if I shit myself in this office before we have to film, I will never live it down. So I will not.
Also, though, can we talk about that would not be any more embarrassing than the man who has a giant bass above the head of his desk on the wall?
I just know he purchased that from Cabela's. There's no way he actually caught that
office
thing.
Like, I show up in Crocs and everyone's wearing like business cash. And I'm like,
I show up in crop tops, baby. Crop tops and like loose trash bag jeans regularly.
Speaking of trash bags, let's get you to the shitter.
Okay, we're gonna go. Love you guys the
Bye,
most.
Bye, friends. Goodbye.
I was gonna say that earlier, and then I forgot.
Like Oprah,
don't forget to like and subscribe and leave us reviews and all
Join
the things
because
it helps us. Join our channel memberships. Love you. Okay, bye.